We need to be very serious and very careful about the whole architecture for dealing with disarmament and non-proliferation. And of course, CTBT is a key piece of this architecture because it allows us to detect nuclear tests, and of course, with the help of science and technology. And if we reach the entry into force of the treaty, which I hope will come very soon, then we could conduct inspections on site, in situ, you know, in order to improve our verification tools. So it's of utmost importance as a tool for preventing the use of nuclear weapons through the banning of the testing. And also, I think nowadays, it will be the most important and clear political message in the sense that we, as international community, are determined and committed to move forward in our disarmament and non-proliferation endeavors.
Why Uruguayans or Latin Americans have to care about nuclear non-proliferation or banning this test in the world if we don't think that these things are going to happen in our region?
Latin America and the Caribbean can be very proud of being the first region in the world that established a nuclear weapons-free zone 50 years ago. Precisely some months ago, we celebrated in Mexico the entry into force of the Tlatelolco Treaty, which declared for the first time a nuclear weapons-free zone in the world. So I would say that Latin America and the Caribbean are pioneers in the elimination of nuclear weapons. And we, as a whole region, we continue to work hard on this issue. We have asked the nuclear powers that made reservations to the treaty to withdraw them, so to allow the treaty to be plenty fulfilled in its own obligations and dispositions. And at the same time, I have to say that almost the whole countries of Latin America and the Caribbean have ratified the CTBT. Almost all of us are part of this treaty, ratified this treaty. So it shows an engagement of the region with the disarmament and non-proliferation issues, which at the end of the day is a very important part of international peace and security. And in the particular case of Uruguay, you know, it happened to me in 2009 to chair in first committee peace and international security at the UN. And in 2010, it happened to me to have one of the vice presidencies of the NPT Review Conference. And I used to say that, I mean, Uruguay is a country that, of course, it is not part of the nuclear cycle. We are not a nuclear power, of course, but we are not even related to the nuclear industry as such. We are a small country. And we are a country that has had a traditional foreign policy of complying with international law. We have made compliance with international law the most important point in our foreign policy for decades, since we were born to independence. So and Uruguay is an articulator country. We are always in favor of pacific solution of problems, of disputes. We favor talking. And this is an issue that needs a lot of talking, that needs people gathering around a table and talking among themselves on how to address these issues. So I used to say the other member states at the time, please use us. I mean, we have no direct interests in this issue, so we can be useful as a bridge, as a tool to make other people to talk to each other, and to help people to reach agreements on these issues.